more importantly, have you been wrong and does she get to learn about it?
That said, though, I do agree with you. I really hate when people say they're itching something, when they're scratching an itch.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And it, I guess Rocketed was kind of just like one example. She has used, apparently Rocketed is the past tense of rocket.
Yeah.
That sounds dumb. I hate the English language.
Rocket is both a verb and a noun, too. To rocket.
Rocketed. Rocketed. Rocketed.
It's kind of like mail is also a verb and a noun. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Considering I'm sure that the people who made the fucking English language don't know what fucking half the things mean.
Well, being that it's, you know, millions of people over, you know, hundreds of years of development.
Yeah, it's probably true that they don't know half of what it means.
Literally haphazard.
Yeah, they're kind of just making up shit as they're going on, just because fuck everything.
Speaking of that, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 89, the Been a While edition. So,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. How's it going? You can't talk back.
I'm not certain where I am right now.
Tristan and James are in the same room, and frankly, it's breaking my fucking mind. Thank you, phone. I didn't remember the silence because it's been 4 goddamn weeks.
Wow, John.
I don't silence my phone because I have no friends.
It's good to have you.
Yeah, okay, then.
So, anyway, I was gone because I had 4 surgeries, one of them major, because shit sucked in my head. And that's all I'm going to say. You can figure it out from there.
I had the suction thingy, so things did suck in there.
That's true, that literally did happen, yes.
I was supposed to think you were a Cranberry song.
Oh, speaking of which, they actually, there's a band called Bad Wolves that actually came out with a cover of that song that's really good.
I saw your post about that, I have not watched it yet.
It's, surprisingly good. It translated very well to modern day. They actually updated the lyrics a little bit.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, give it a listen first.
Yeah, fair.
That's what I'm suggesting.
I'll judge it afterwards.
Yeah.
Harshly.
Most likely, yeah. Just because the original is a classic.
Yeah. The lead singer sounds a little bit like David Draymond and Adam Gontier had a much more handsome child together than would actually happen from those two. I'm not saying that either of them are bad-looking, I'm just saying when two good-looking people have a child, you'd think that the logic would be that they'd have, like, good-looking children, but if their features just don't match up, like, you get that chin and that nose, you're like, ugh.
That said, it does not affect his voice, so I'm not concerned.
Yeah, fair.
Calling him ugly, John?
I haven't seen the guy.
Fair enough.
Wait, then how, if you haven't seen the guy, how can you say he's more handsome than these other two?
No, his voice is, like,
okay.
Them. But, you know,
you're just assuming that he's more attractive than the two of them because,
I'm assuming that he's more attractive than the hypothetical offspring that these two men would have. Yes.
Well, that's just it's going to be a mutant with, you know, 2 Y chromosomes.
There you go.
That's a sad life. Anyway, guys.
He has a nice voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Sounds good.
It is a face for radio. Uh-huh. So, just like us.
Well, video did kill the radio stars.
Video killed the video store, actually.
Huh? What about Blockbuster?
Speaking of a store getting busted, how about Babies R Us and Toys R Us?
Well, Babies R Us is no more after Amazon decided to buy all of them and then turn them into Amazon factories. Or rather, warehouses.
Oh. I was actually kind of excited. I was wondering if we were going to get one of those Amazon stores in Spokane.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool. But then they were like, it's Spokane, they're a bunch of meth heads, they'll probably steal everything.
You know what's great about Amazon is that they don't like workers as much as we don't like working, so they'll have all robots there. And then what people do work there, they'll actually keep abusing, but we won't ever hear about it because they're forced to smile, otherwise they get fired.
So Walmart.
Yeah.
Except Walmart loves people, because it just loves...
Because
it loves money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Workers are inexpensive, but we're still cutting hours.
We're going to hire 10 more people. Also, all your hours are getting cut.
Really, a monkey could do your job, but we can't hire monkeys.
We also can't fire them, apparently.
Oh. Sad day for actual people in the world.
Yeah, fuck you, Walmart.
And I feel like that's a lot of days recently, to be frank.
Hi, Frank, yeah. I'm James.
God damn
it. Sorry.
God fucking damn it, James. Alright, Mr. Has the Stories. You say them, I will exposit.
Exposit?
So you know how verbs and nouns work, right?
I'm sorry, I'm just tired of shitty-sounding words. Or words that don't make sense in their current form because they were changed basically because they sounded shitty. But apparently some words can sound shitty, but some words have to not make any fucking sense because of the word they would look shitty otherwise.
How about the word affluenza?
Oh, God.
How about the word Q? The letter Q followed by four silent letters.
No, it's not.
Poor K.
I told that to Haley and she responded with, yeah, the four letters are just waiting their turn.
In Q.
I have to admit, that apparently that's a fairly common response and I hadn't heard it before and I lost it.
I haven't either. That's pretty good. If you haven't heard it before. So affluenza is the idea that the rich people don't have to, you know, display emotions because they're rich. And they haven't been exposed to that type of thing.
Emotions?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any emotions because I'm a rich kid. And I don't know any better.
Can I do that?
No, because you're not rich.
So,
what if I trade?
The root word of affluenza is affluence. Now, for those of you who don't know what affluence means, first of all, go fucking look it up yourselves. It's when you're really stinking rich.
Oh, fair enough, okay.
You are from a well-to-do, well-have-done family.
Basically, you're too rich to know better is the summary of affluenza.
Yep, and that has recently become, somewhat relevant as a person who was drunk driving with people in the back of his car and who hit people and killed them was released from jail because he couldn't be held responsible due to affluenza.
It's mind-boggling to me that a jury would fall for that.
Yeah.
But they actually, like, let him off? Just not on bail or anything?
He was only in jail as long as the trial, which was 720 days. Which I will grant you is still time spent in jail, but not as much as the not-rich person would get. How about we have this other condition called povertyenza, where we're too poor to afford good lawyers, so we get off scot-free.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to convince a jury of that.
And I shouldn't be able to.
Nobody likes poor people.
Yeah.
You know, that would be as far-fetched as convincing a jury to just let someone go because they were rich. I thought.
No, one situation you have money, the other one you don't. So,
for those of you wondering, you can look up the story about the affluenza kid and find out exactly what I'm referring to.
Wait, how old is this kid?
Yeah, the link will be in the show notes, so I've done most of the work for you.
Oh, look at you. You no-work person. Are you poor, too?
It's almost like they came here to listen and absorb rather than seek things out on their own.
Don't... No, that's not an excuse to be lazy. You should at least take what the articles say when we say things, because you shouldn't just trust our voice, because we ourselves have bias. All the time. Don't just trust us. Seek out your own sources. We will provide you with our sources, of course. But seek out your own sources, because chances are, again, we're biased. And you should do that for fucking everyone!
And it's entirely possible we're full of shit.
That... I deliberately do that sometimes, too. Not so much on the podcast. That's...
Just in daily life, for funsies.
Exactly. I just did it before the podcast, in fact. So, James, you got any more stories, or are you still looking up the affluenza kid?
I was looking this shit up. I just wanted to find... I wanted to find this fucker's face and just be like, you fucker.
Just be like, fuck that guy. Fuck your face.
Now
fuck
I know what he face. Looks like, so I can tell him, fuck you.
Yeah, I know, right? Just...
Or better yet, run him over while you're drunk driving.
Hey! And you know what? If you're rich, it won't matter.
So for all you rich people out there, drive drunk. Don't actually listen to that.
Here's your...
That is bad advice.
Here's your free pass to commit crime, I guess, guys, if you're affluent.
Because now we have legal precedent.
Yep. And every lawyer can use that from now on.
Yay.
Hooray.
Class warfare is not a thing.
He didn't know better. He's rich, our president. Which we're not going to get into, because there's too much.
We're too busy dealing with friggin' drunk driving assholes that and get off after friggin' 2 years, sir.
Exactly. Also, there's definitely bias there.
And let's face it, if you're on the internet, you know all about our president anyway.
Yep. So what else you got for us, James?
that guy's a fucking asshole. I hope he gets kicked to death in a fucking alley.
I prefer slightly more ironic, like him getting hit by a car, but, you know.
Well, yeah, we can go with the ironic route.
I'd like it to be more ironic and him get hit by a plane.
Full of money.
No, four people.
Yeah, that's right.
Full of poor, drunk people and money.
Exactly. So groupies?
I was going to say cocaine cartels, but...
That'll work.
And the driver of the plane, a.k.a. the pilot, because planes have drivers, would get off scot-free after surviving a plane crash. I don't know how he did, but
despite
he did.
Despite drug trafficking and human trafficking.
Yes. He would get off scot-free because of poor Fluenza. And then it'll be like, it comes full circle.
This joke has died.
Yeah, I know. I just
we have beaten the horse.
I just, yeah, more just annoying.
I know. It really boggles my mind that that's even something that was considered, let alone actually ruled on.
By people that presumably weren't poor, or that weren't rich. That's what I want to know. Who are these poor motherfuckers that got sucked into jury duty? Because we all know rich people don't actually do jury duty. They just get out of it because of affluenza. And,
where was this? Is that might actually have something to do with God?
Yeah, I mean, Texas, they friggin' fry mentally deficient people. Why the hell did they let this guy out?
I'm not saying all Texans are stupid. I'm not even trying to imply that. I'm just saying I'm not surprised.
All the ones on this jury sure are.
Yes!
Yeah, everyone on this jury just should die. Well, they're probably getting a nice check in the mail, so maybe that's it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can buy yourself a ruling if you really wanted to.
In lighter news, video games are the reason people shoot people. I'm just kidding, we're not talking about that. We are talking about EA, though.
Oh, I thought we were making excuses for asinine concepts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
So EA.
Everyone does that. It's still gonna cover the same subject material.
Stupidity knows no bounds.
So, once again, EA gave us we heard you and we apologize for our past mistakes. So, here's all the things that should have been in the game from the beginning. You know, things that were in the original Star Wars Battlefront 2 available on Steam for $12. Created by the now-defunct Pandemic Studios.
Still a very good game.
Yep. So features from that game, where you level up based on, you know, playing it, rather than paying it. But the caveat is, but we are putting microtransactions because, you know, we have to thrive as a company. Now, define thrive, EA. Are you saying thrive as in this has to be profitable after you fucked it up? Or are you saying that you want to continue to milk it for all it's worth because, you know, people will pay it?
I'm going to go with the latter one because whatever makes them the most money is the most lucrative, obviously.
You know, I'll bet you that they could take the microtransactions entirely out of that game and it would still be fucking fine. I bet you it would do better, in fact, without it.
But they have investors and they have to keep them happy and take over their consumer base.
You know, I wish investors would look at the grand scheme of things and be like, isn't keeping your audience happy a good thing because it means that they will continue to invest money in your company? Through purchase of your wares?
I think the problem with EA is that people continue to, you know, consume whatever they shit out, no matter what they do to it. No matter how much EA fucks them over, they bend over and take more.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
More?
No, I'm just kidding. They absolutely need more.
As long as I pay for it.
It's a very long day they fuck you with.
Yep. So strap in.
And strap on.
James?
No, I just think it's fun. I mean, well, obviously it's horse shit, but a lot of people are still buying their game. So part of that makes me wonder why. Like, are the people that bitch about EA and on Reddit and on the internet in general, are we just kind of like the vocal minority? Are we part of that group that actually cares about this?
Do you remember a time on this very podcast when I got really high and mighty and I was talking about how much smarter I am than the common person?
Yeah, well, obviously.
I found out that it's actually the inverse. I'm not stupid, per se. What happened is they are so much dumber than us. I do mean this, actually, though. Like, you can't allow this type of behavior after you've been told it is happening to you, and not scrutinize things even a little bit more without actually having some sort of built-in denial system because something's threatening something that you've previously enjoyed.
Yeah.
You can't not look at it with a more discerning eye and not see what's happening.
I guess my question, or more sort of my realization in, you know, lumping myself with sort of like an angry minority and the fact that, you know, companies like EA do this shit more and more and more. I was honestly surprised at that little tiny victory with Battlefront and Battlefront 2. How they actually, like, you know, oh, let's just, we'll take off microtransactions and, of course, tell our shareholders that we don't need microtransactions, even though apparently we do, and then watch their stock actually be affected because this was put in such a big light. And then they actually put the game back up, and now they're not only are they selling it at a heavily discounted price because of the fact that they can't fucking give these games away now, but they're also they're rebalancing things and making it so they've actually made balance changes to it, so grinding out characters is actually possible now, and people aren't pressured as much into buying their not DLC, their fucking loot boxes and shit.
You know what bothers me? Is that people don't see this as a, hey, we made a big, big leap in a money grab, and we got caught, so we're going back to our previously also still scummy business scheme, but we know that it's, you know, more largely accepted, so you'll be okay with it.
I think it's mainly just the shitty thing about it is that I see it as, I was kind of surprised, and I do count it as sort of a minor victory, but I almost see it as EA overstepped their bounds just a little bit and poked the bear a little too hard. And now, instead of stopping and instead of, you know, changing their ways and the industry as a whole changing its ways, getting rid of loot boxes, doing all of that, you know, making the industry better for gamers, which are, you know, their fan base, their customer base, instead of doing that, I just see them taking a little step back and then just starting to toe the line a little more, and then a little more, and then a little more.
See how much they can get away with.
Mm-hmm. And then once they get to a breaking point, if they can find, which I'm sure they've got plenty of people working on it, if they can find that little baby step that they can take to screw you over just a little bit more until they get to the point where we're even further than where we were at the start of this whole Battlefront 2 fiasco. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll just keep on doing it. They'll keep on going. And it's like, unless they fuck up like EA did, then there's nothing that can be done about it. People are going to keep on buying it. People are going to keep on buying loot boxes and all that other shit. And it's just going to get worse and worse.
My big brain already knows what the step is. The next game that they release like this is going to be free to play.
Well, one would hope, actually.
Yeah, one would hope. But that's the thing. You have a company like this that already makes money hand over fist that's going to do that. They're going to cut features, cut quality, and they're going to still do this terrible practice to get people to try to buy things more regularly than they have to in order to make money. And I get that's fine. Like, games like Warframe do that to a degree as well. And I love Warframe. I really do. I used to love Paladins, fucking bastards. But what I'm talking about is not just the, oh, we're free to play, we have to make money on this somehow so we can keep the servers running. I'm talking about, well, what if we just make it a little bit harder? Just a little bit harder. A little bit harder until they start protesting so that they are way more tempted to buy these things. I'm talking about, say, they had never put a $60 price tag on Battlefront. That type of behavior. Where it's still very anti-consumer. It's still very business, I don't want to say business friendly, it's very business, what was the word, to continue it?
I would say productive, but...
Yeah. It's completely anti-consumer, though. It makes you a product rather than their game.
Well, technically, sorry.
I mean, yes, they are, but usually you see that type of cost system go to games like MapleStory, where it's completely free to play. You can actually experience all of the content. Or Warframe, where it's completely free to play. You can experience all of the content without having to pay for anything. But you're going to have to see things like DLC on top of a free game.
Which, see that.
What?
We already see that.
Yeah, we do. But they can get away with it because it's an established model. They don't have to be pro-consumer on top of that. So they just make it look like, you know, up front, without any close scrutiny, it looks like every other free-to-play game, but really it's an EA game.
You know, I could see that happening if they were a little bit, you know,
smarter.
Yeah.
You know,
they weren't fucking stupid.
And back to my original point, I think I am, like, probably in the middle as far as intelligence goes, but that's all I need to know when I'm getting dicked over. And there are so many people who don't realize that they are dicking people over, and so many people who don't realize they're getting dicked over. So, if you're one of those people, and you disagree, let us know in the comments why you disagree.
Tell us how you are not getting dicked over.
Yeah. Tell us all about it. Did you see that, wasn't there a Jim Sterling where he talked about that?
Yeah, but he talked about other talking points, too. Like, he mostly just bitched about it, rather than telling what was going to happen.
Well, one of the things that, or was it maybe it was Yahtzee. I don't know. So one of the very angry people on the YouTubes, they were talking about that specific thing, about games now. Yeah, no, it was Jim Sterling, because he made the point, it's like, I don't think games, you know, because there was this whole back and forth between him and the, there was another YouTube group, forget what it's called.
Oh my god, Extra Credit!
Extra Credit, yeah. There was a back and forth where Extra Credit was talking about how $60 games shouldn't be a thing anymore, they should actually cost more than $60 because of developer cost inflation, all that stuff. And then he got in a back and forth, and then finally came to the point where it's like, I don't think games should be, like, as they are right now, shouldn't be $60, they should be free to play, because that's the model that they're shoving in these games with all these loot boxes, all this extra DLC, day one DLC, and all of this stuff that they're nickel and diming you for. These games, the base game, literally should just be zero. It should be free to play.
Yeah.
Because that's, to me, that's the kind of, it's like a free to play game that you pay $60 for right now. That's already the way they go. Either they completely change the way that they do business and go back to a more customer friendly model, or they just go free to play and admit that they are money grubbing, friggin' loot box shoveling whores.
I mean, that cat's really out of the bag. And unless people deliberately ignore that, there's no going back from that. Like, we have leaked talks with them and their investors, proving that they absolutely never needed that to make it profitable. It was a Star Wars IP, a popular franchise that is only being more popular now because, first of all, you have an established fan base from the old game, or the old movies, and you have another established fan base for people who were kids when the new stuff came out. And then you have a new generation getting into it, not only revitalizing the interests of the old fans, of which there are two generations, there's also an entirely new generation of people who want to be a stormtrooper or a Jedi. Because no one wants to be the Resistance, let's be honest.
Fuck the Resistance.
Oh, they meant fuck EA.
Oh, well, that's
fuck them too.
Fuck them mostly.
EA really. Are the stormtroopers.
Yep. Oh my god, and this is the trade war.
Oh my god.
Lucas was right all along.
Does that make us the Confederacy?
I'm not comfortable with that.
I mean, I do feel like a droid some days.
You know, that's what we are. We're the service droids.
Oh, God.
Although, also, how about the conspiracy theory side of this? They knew that they were towing the line a little too hard, and they decided, and they are happy with it, because think of how many news outlets they're
covering their game.
For it's fucking free advertising. Not only do you have very just like showered with advertising because you're making a fucking Star Wars game. I mean, come on, you just say it's like Battlefront 2, and everyone's like, what?
I mean, like, I'm like, oh, you mean that old game by Pandemic Studios that's really good that they actually just reactivated the service for?
Yeah, I mean that
a nice unintended side effect.
Yeah,
I think that was. I honestly think the whole like
Disney slapped EA.
I think they well because they. They revived Battlefront 2 servers before Battlefront 2 came out.
Yeah.
And so that was totally, in my opinion, advertising, because then it rekindled the fires of people that are like, oh man, I love this game, I can't wait for the new one to come out. And then the new one comes out, and the, you know, news-conscious people are like, well, I'm going to wait and see what people say. And the people are like, oh, yeah, I had to grind for 40 fucking hours to get some fucking asthmatic dude in a black suit. And it's like, oh, well, maybe I won't play that game. And then all of a sudden, it's like, after a couple weeks or, like, a month or whatever, of people just, I hate EA, fuck them. And it's like, oh, EA's being good. The game's better now. Like, you can unlock this character after 20 hours of grinding.
See, and that's exactly what I'm saying, is people are saying, oh, look how much, see, they're being good now. No, they're not. They're still dicking you over.
Just a little bit less. They've kind of just...
So it looks better by comparison.
They're only giving you 1 inch instead of 2 inches now.
If you had to choose between a wasp or a bumblebee, you choose the fucking bumblebee, most likely, unless you're James, and you're scared of both.
Run away!
Wasps are just fucking assholes, is my point.
Bumblebees are just clumsy.
Exactly.
They're kind of cute. Sometimes.
They don't want to sting you because they will die. What are we talking about?
No. Where has this gone? Broken down.
I mean, if we talk about a developer like Digital Extremes being the bumblebee, they don't want to sting you, or they'll die.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty apt comparison.
See how I turned that back into a thing that actually made sense?
Yeah, I'm kind of impressed.
That's it. This episode is sponsored by Warford. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Wish we had got that kind of money, but...
We have a sponsor? Oh my god.
They're just legitimately fans.
Yeah. Some days, not so much. Fucking Arm Jesus. Also, goddammit, they got DDoS twice. Oh. And their servers have still not fully recovered.
Not saying it's Bungie, but...
No, because they actually were joking about it. And
really?
Doing their best to, you know, make up for all the players' lost time and stuff. And actually making it so players leveled faster, rather than making them level slower, which is what Bungie did with Destiny 2. And it's great to see the people that are like, this never happened over Bungie. It's like, you're a Destiny 2 player? Why are you here? You quit for a reason, you idiot.
I've never played Destiny. I have no interest in playing Destiny.
Okay, so imagine if they turned Halo into an RPG, but bad. And also turned it into Borderlands, but with less interesting characters and more grinding.
So literally a list of things that I dislike.
And then add RNG to everything.
So you're taking all the worst aspects of Halo, RPGs, and MMORPGs in general, and making them into one boring, shitty fucking game.
And then imagine that in order to recolor or customize your skins... or any gun or character, you have to buy a one-time use die that gets, you know, used up when you use it, rather than being something like, I don't know, Warframe's color palettes where you unlock them for life. For as long as this game's gonna be around, let's be honest.
Well, if they get DDoSing in, maybe not that long.
Yeah, that kind of sucks that that happened twice in a row.
That's pretty fucked.
Because they're a smallish company.
Somebody's real mad.
Yep. Destiny. Conspiracies.
Corporate espionage isn't a thing.
No, they would never do that. They'd never just hire... You know what? It's absolutely ludicrous to think that anyone would ever hire one person to dick over another person for financial gain.
Or even just for funsies.
You know, that... No one does things that are bad for fun, Tristan.
Who would just go on the internet and tell lies?
Right? Oh. Also, this is after April Fool's, so you guys lucked out there.
April Fools. Okay, they tried to show me a video of flying penguins on April Fools.
Were they in an airplane?
Well, you know, they were like flying because they were flying birds, apparently.
Could have just said falling style. Look at it.
They should have. They really should have. They're like, they're not flying. Falling style.
Yeah.
Then I would have believed it. I'm like, oh, sweet. Buzz Light penguins.
I would love to see penguins in parachutes. I think they would appreciate that.
That's just like a children's book.
Maybe they're going out of catapults.
Or a good band. Penguin parachute apparatus.
Do you really want to piggyback off a band like that?
Not really, no.
I mean, even if your band is good, you're just going to be drawing unnecessary comparisons.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, what's the timer sitting at? Whoa! It's about half to past the time that we take a break and call this portion. Guys, we'll see you in just mere moments, but for us, it'll be minutes. Bye.
They're like minute moments.
No. They're called moments for a reason. God damn it.
Because moments are a non-distinct measure of time? And are therefore as much as you want them to be at any given moment?
You know.
So a moment could be a minute. Give me a moment.
I mean, it could, but it could also be...
It could also be days if you really want to be, you know, depressed about it. Like I said, it's too late now, the moment's passed. It's now the second time because I had to reiterate.
Because the damn thing didn't start. Thanks, Windows!
Not only did it pass once, it passed twice.
Wait, it depends on what the moment is. Was it like, are we talking like 15 seconds? Or are we talking like a minute? Because, I mean, the moment couldn't really pass if you're still in the moment, right? Are we still in the moment?
You know that song, Hanging by Moments? It also means that a moment can be about 3 minutes and 47 seconds long.
I'd have to listen to the lyrics and, you know, be a bit more anal or retentive about the content, but, I mean, we were gone for more than 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
I mean, that's true. That's very true. Welcome. But I'm hanging by a moment here with you, audience.
I mean, could it also be hanging by, you know, more than a moment? Like, multiple moments?
I mean, he could have been singing about a different moment each time he was hanging.
I mean, it might be, what, 7 minutes and, you know, 44 seconds or whatever, if there's 2 moments?
Maybe he was thinking it as he was writing it, so it's really just one of those transcribed things that he decided to sing, but really he's thinking more time in his head.
Or it might just be a metaphor, a moment doesn't actually mean a goddamn thing, it's just whatever he wants it to be at the time.
That could be, too.
Is it a metaphor or a simile?
It's a metaphor because it's not life.
Yeah.
Oh. Fine. Welcome back, guys. This is the type of shit that we talk about while things are saving and stuff. And we're hoping that Windows doesn't blue screen or crash or something.
Well, luckily, I've got a new part in my computer that unless Windows fucks over the fucking drivers again, god fucking damn it, which will somehow be the part's fault.
Well, yeah, obviously. Because, you know, they have to be conforming to the same thing that everyone else conforms to make sure that Windows updates don't fuck with it.
Yep. That's how things work.
Yeah, because I can totally develop software for a hardware set and not give a fuck about the hardware, and then blame the hardware when I'm done.
Sounds legit.
Not really, it does. Actually.
Business! So anyway, guys, you know what I foolishly didn't do? Look up anything for us to talk about.
Well, let's just sit here in silence for another 28 minutes.
I mean, we could talk about trade tariffs, but that's genuinely going to be boring unless we get, like, into specific things, and even then.
You know what's kind of funny?
Sorry. I don't.
Go ahead.
It's hilarious. I'm just kidding. So I saw a game. It's a fairly new game. You know all those, like, such-and-such simulators, like, hey, you want to be a doctor cutting out someone's spleen in an ambulance? Cause that's
do totally I?
Yeah, it seems great. Let's buy this one. And then, like, you know, farming simulator. Oh, you want to drive a train? You want to drive a train here? You want to drive a train there? Want to drive a train everywhere?
Ah, the good old train farms.
Well, there's a train simulator for, you know, whatever you want. Ice road trucking? Here you go. You know, there's, like, a simulator for everything.
Spin tires farming simulator.
Desert bus.
Desert bus for hope every year. Every fucking year.
But none of them really, it's not like you sit, sit down and play Farming Simulator. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to go down to that John Deere store on the corner and I'm going to buy me a truck and some land and I'm going to actually go Harvest Moon on this shit. Oh, wait, you do? Is that what you do?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Sorry. I don't. You gave me a look like, you know, people don't do that?
Tedious as shit.
But there is a simulator game that came out recently that I think actually has a practical application in the real world. And it is called PC Building Simulator.
I've seen that, actually. It looks really good. It has VR mods for it, too. Not mods, sorry. VR support.
So you can actually, like, virtually reality
build a PC.
Which... You know, as far as, like, you know, being, you know, a practical application in the real world, honestly what I think, as far as that application goes, is 100% like advertising, in my opinion.
Yeah, because it's a really good idea. Especially if you can test the game.
What's up?
Test the game on your rig after you build it.
You put a game on your computer, about building a computer... And you put the game on that computer to test it on that computer.
Yep. Genius. Then you can put, like, the best hardware in it, and you can play at, like, top tier. You're like, check this out. All this, I've got all these FPS.
And then you can actually lose performance, but gain what looks like aesthetics on the inside, you know? Because you're going to want to, like, make it look cool. I mean, you're doing this for reputation, not for actual performance, obviously.
Ricing up cars?
Yeah.
Don't do that in Spokane.
I know people who have been on this podcast who pimp their computer not for performance, but for looks. No one in this room.
I can't make a jerk-off motion large enough, especially on an audio medium, podcast. To represent just how fucking absurd that
is. Can you hear it now, listener?
Whoa.
It's a very long stroke. It's almost to the ceiling.
But
he's standing.
So one thing I find kind of... it's one of those things that just randomly got me thinking, and I'm totally just, like, tossing a whole bunch of stuff out there since this is kind of like our welcome back podcast, and so we're just kind of talking about whatever that we think about. Mm-hmm. So one thing I was thinking about is how I, at least from my perspective, observing over the years how PC building has become more and more of a, like, popular culture sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've actually seen YouTube series and, well, YouTubers in general who used to just work at, you know, PC building places or maybe just like PC repair shops, and they start posting stuff like this on YouTube, like, oh, I did a custom build for a friend, I videotaped myself doing it, and kind of explaining all the parts and stuff like that, and like, what is water cooling, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they post it to YouTube, and people like it.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment, and in my opinion, a little bit education, because...
Entertainment.
And because as far as building a, you know, building a custom PC, that wasn't, I mean, except for, like, the hardest of core people, that wasn't a thing, you know, long time ago, and pre-built PCs were kind of the way to go. Like, everyone was buying, you know, your Dells and your HPs and all that crap, and only a few people would actually, you know, custom make their PCs. And then so the other subset of people were custom making PCs and selling them to those people. But it seems to me, at least, like I said, this is my perspective, is that now... Not only are these YouTubers making it more common so that people like Terry Crews like building PCs and posting on YouTube videos of it and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
but something like PC building, you know, games actually can make it even more mainstream so that now it's like...
Well, they'll train you how to build a PC that can run the game.
And not only that, but if you play a game like that, and you're doing everything risk-free, it educates you on the inner workings of your PC, so you can start...
Can you die?
So you can start troubleshooting shit. It's like, oh, you know, this happened when I tried turning on my PC. Well, I'm not just going to take it over to Best Buy and have their Geek Squad figure it out for hundreds of dollars.
Don't ever do that. Just go on the internet. I guarantee there's a walkthrough for whatever part you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you could just Google generally what your PC, like, what noise it's making, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, here's the thing, some things you could try, and, you know.
Or, actually, I don't know how many computers do that without a sound card nowadays, but there's a thing called a beep code that you can listen to where your computer literally tells you what's wrong with it.
Most PCs actually, or most motherboards nowadays, actually have a little LED display directly on the motherboard.
That is so much easier.
I know, right? It actually shows you an error code, and you just look in the user manual, and you're like, oh, error code 32, that's what this means, okay. Rather than like, was that a long beep or a short beep? God, I hate that.
That said, I did actually problem solve that for a computer. You remember, actually, because it's a computer where you've previously recorded the podcast on, where I solved the problem with the beep code.
Why does my computer keep beeping SOS?
Well, fucked.
Probably because you put it in the tub and it's floating and sinking.
Exactly. Along that line, though, James, they actually have things for more practical applications. I mean, not that computer building isn't practical, but for, like, more, I'll say, strenuous performance tasks. Like, they actually have games to train surgeons for the delicacy that is required to extract tumors and stuff like that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And using games and, like, virtual reality is becoming more and more commonplace as far as training materials go, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah, it turns out that games are pretty good for simulating things, but training people to do things, you know, not this is a specific subject I'm trying to avoid here, guys, because I don't want to talk about it. And I think you know what it is.
We're certainly not training a generation of people to do a certain task.
You know, training muscle memory through actually replicating the movements rather than, like, you know, just watching it happen. I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, pushing buttons is not the same as, you know, tactile interface.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, again, with this VR visor setup and, like, actually make hand motions with your hands and gloves to do things like, you know, pick up very gingerly these things without touching the edge of other things that could, say, rupture.
It's a play operation, virtually.
Yeah, basically. Actually, it's much more cutesy than you'd think. I'll put a link to the video that I'm referring to in the show notes because I can't remember the name of the game for the fucking life of me. But I vaguely remember where I found it. So.
Just thinking about this, it brings back clips of, like, those people playing the Surgeon Simulator and just like, there goes his heart. It's on the ground. Let's pick it up and let's put it back.
Oh, so he wants to get his eyelid restitched. Well, let's just cut into this cavity here. Yep.
Stay away from my cavities.
I got my watch back! What was I trying to do?
So yeah, I just think that, generally speaking, I think something as commonplace as common as a PC, that's, you know, it's a household object, even more so than it was when people called them a household object. And just being able to look at it and not be afraid of it, I think, is one of the biggest things that you can do as a consumer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I just thought that was kind of interesting. I'm the type of person where I am tempted to get, like, latest and greatest just to have latest and greatest. And, like, you know, building with new PC parts and stuff like that. And I will admit, tossing a few LEDs here and there is kind of cool, too. Shut your face.
I mean, that's the thing. You're not degrading performance to do it.
Oh, yeah. Why the hell would you do that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because it makes it look faster.
Yeah, it does. Putting wings on it just like...
Honestly, I'm just excited that that's actually going to get people in the PC building, which, you know what that is a gateway to? Gaming. Or video editing. Or creative, you know, anything.
Creative processes.
Or just being an informed consumer.
Yeah, which is a really valuable thing to be, turns out. Guys, don't buy graphics cards right now.
Don't buy EA.
Don't buy EA ever anymore. God fucking damn it.
You know a funny thing I found out? Another just like
that's random. How the subject started.
Yeah, it is kind of related. It is apparently it's cheaper to buy a pre-built PC with like a 1080 in it than it is to buy a 1080.
Yeah, I believe it.
And you could buy like a gaming PC with like an i7 and a 1080 and all this other stuff for like, you know, a little over $1,000, you know, $1,500. When a 1080 by itself is almost that much now.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's because that the manufacturers that make these pre-built PCs actually sign contracts with, like, you know, graphics card manufacturer, crap like that, to buy things at a certain price. So,
which means that they can't resell it.
Yeah. Well, it's like, so that means why, while we're sitting there buying 1080s for, you know, $1,100, $1,200 a pop, depending on how the Bitcoin is doing,
they have a contract which says, we pay this price, you give us that product.
They're buying 1080s for like $500.
Which is... To clarify, which means they can't resell it at that higher price.
Oh, yeah. So, that I just kind of... For anybody who's looked at, you know, buying a 1080 or something like that versus buying a pre-built PC or a laptop or something like that with a 1080 in it.
You know, you could actually buy the pre-built PC at this point and get two computers, basically, because you get the graphics card from that one, take the graphics card out of the one that you currently have, and put it in the new one, and then you have two computers!
Hand-me-downs.
Yep. As someone who does that pretty regularly with my old parts, it's more valuable than you'd think.
So that's another nugget of knowledge from your buddy James.
Also, on a similar note, I will be really happy to not have to fucking help everybody with their fucking computers anymore.
Oh.
That is right there worth the price of fucking admission.
Hey, don't get a health set of, don't get a set of your health here. You should...
Oh my god.
There is...
We haven't been
How thinking. Did you do that?
I don't know. I just decided to roll with it after I realized it. But there is no not downloading malware simulator yet. So we're waiting on that one to come out probably early 2019.
And, there is no how do I get to Google Simulator?
I had to hope something attached an email today. Like, attached just an image to an email today.
It's okay, she doesn't listen.
You're not wrong.
That is sad. Did you do it just kind of like the click?
I didn't even do that. I just said, okay, click on the paperclip icon. Now look for the picture you want to attach. You're done.
You did it.
I was sitting on the bed while I did it. I wasn't, I didn't even have to touch the computer.
See, it's not so hard when they're in the same room as you, but in my experience, and I'm sure, I know it's James's experience too, hey, come here, I'm going to shout for you, first of all, so that you come to me to see what I want from you, and then I'm going to ask you to do something on top of that, because I screwed something up.
I always hated that growing up. It's like, James, what? Come here. Go fuck yourself. You come over here. You're the one that wants something, asshole.
That's how I feel about working in retail.
Yep. See, is it weird that I guess it probably is. I seek out people when I need help because I don't want to waste my fucking time.
Well, that's just, the majority of people feel the same way. But you get that one asshole who's like, hey, come here, across the fucking store. And it's like, fuck you. I'm busy.
Dying of fire.
Man. Fucking people.
Let's bitch about something related to that, but I lost it.
People suck.
Yeah.
Everyone with me sucks.
People are bad. People are stupid. Everyone with me is stupid. Making fun of myself again.
I think one of the best things I encountered was the let me Google that for you page. The first time I got that as a response to something was great. It's like, oh, click on this link, and it just like literally just open web page, Google, type in the thing that you just asked me. I love it.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, what you guys been playing? Like, we haven't
Warframe.
Yeah, that's about all I do anymore.
I did play Far Cry 4 as well, just to. It's better after not having just played Far Cry 3, which is kind of. I think sad.
So you're saying it's not a bad game, it's just it doesn't compare to the previous iteration?
Yeah. I mean, actually, I think it compares too well, which is part of the problem. Like, it feels like an expansion.
Just too samey.
Yeah. And the character is less compelling.
Have you seen anything on 5? Do you have any initial, like...
I have not seen anything except for performance issues.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
So.
Boy, how...
That said, I'm sure that people are playing like, this is the best thing since Splice. And then, you know, they can't talk anymore because they're going to crash.
Spliced red.
Spliced red.
Spliced red.
Don't splice your bread. Spay or neuter them.
Hey, you know, maybe you want half wheat, half white.
Maybe just, you know...
You just blew my mind, Tristan.
Maybe you just, you know, get two pieces of pet, put a little bit of Adam in there, and you're just like, there we go, splice
red. Would you like some rye or dough?
Shut your fucking mouth.
That could make an amazing Reuben sandwich.
Yeah. But also, probably don't spice your bread, still.
I don't know, I'm all for genetic engineering.
Me too, actually. I'm looking forward to when they can, you know, remove things from my body and create a whole new part that's actually really good.
I look forward to Gattaca, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
you know, minus the classism.
Yeah, well...
But then again...
We already have that!
Yeah, I mean... We might as well just roll with it, let the rich people make themselves perfect.
I mean, really, what are we going to do about it?
Murder them?
Are we going to establish a well-regulated militia that's going to do something about it?
Wait, as long as we have our
guns. You mean actually be able to overthrow an oppressive tyrannical government?
Yeah.
No, we won't need that.
It would be crazy if people actually did that, too, since everyone seems to say we all...
That's never happened. I mean, it didn't happen, you know, 240 years ago or something.
God fucking damn, man. Anyway, we're not talking about that. Fuck.
Anyway.
I watched the new Pacific Rim.
Oh, how was it?
It was a good movie to watch in theaters. Giant fucking robots and giant fucking monsters and shit.
Okay, now, I'm going to ask you with a grain of salt, is it a good movie?
I enjoyed myself watching giant robots.
I feel like that's fair, but I've also seen Transformers.
Yeah. It's just, I thought it was...
Can you see the action when it's happening? Like, do they zoom out so you can actually watch the robots doing things so that you have a proper perspective, or is it up close, like the camera's right fucking next to the robots?
Oh, no, I'd say they pan out a bit.
Okay, that's fair. That will make the action more entertaining. Fucking literally anyone who's had a filmmaking class could tell you that, Michael Bay!
Sorry. To be fair, if I was getting paid that much to shit out of bad movies, I'd do it too.
I mean, I can't say that I would, because there's something... Like, don't you just want to try a little?
He's made one good movie, at least.
The Rock?
Yes.
How do they know?
Because it's the only good movie of his that I'm aware of.
Yep.
But, I mean, so we know he can do things competently. He just doesn't feel like trying all the time.
Or ever.
And apparently. I mean, when you're making Transformers, why would you really want to try anyway?
But there's a YouTuber that I watch on occasion, mostly because he's, you know, a black-haired guy with glasses who yells about anime stuff.
That could be anyone.
Well, yeah, I identify with him just...
I mean, not me. I'm the only one in the room who doesn't fit that bill, but...
Yeah, all right, John.
Jeez. No glasses, no black hair, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Not bad. I got a hat to hide my shame.
But the YouTube channel is called Mother's Basement, and
I've seen him, actually.
And he's pretty good. I mostly like his bitching videos just because I like watching people bitch about stuff. In a funny way. But, yeah, no, he did a video that kind of sums up, that can be summed up by the fact that Pacific Rim, the first one, was directed by Guillermo del Toro, butcher's name, and the second one was produced by him.
Yeah.
Very distinct change there, and it shows. Just for the hell of it, I'll link his video talking about this movie and why he thought it was a good movie, horrible, horrible, horrible sequel to the movie, to the original. And I actually have a tendency to agree with his view on it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie, but as far as, like, what...
Guillermo del Toro is very good in the things that he does, typically, if he's allowed to do the things he wants to do. Because he's literally a visionary. He actually envisions what he wants to happen, and if he has direct control over that, that's great. If he doesn't, however, is where the problem lies.
Oh, yeah. New director definitely was... He wanted to make a movie with robots and monsters, and it was... enjoyable. But, yeah. No, not true to the vision of Pacific Rim, the first one. So...
I mean, let's be honest. Pacific Rim had some flaws, too. A lot of
not,
them.
Yeah, for example,
why would you not just go straight to the sword? Also, the wall? Really, that's your solution? The wall.
They're gonna make the monsters pay for it.
God fucking damn it, man. Shit's too real. Everything ties back to real life, and it fucking sucks.
Everything is political, John. Everything.
You know, I do want to, since we're getting close to the end of time here, I do want to try to appeal to the masses again. Please don't treat everything like it's a fucking us versus them scenario. It's not. Everyone is suffering. Everyone that is in our position, and I'm saying our, as in we, as in all of us.
Everyone who doesn't get away with drunk driving and murdering somebody.
Exactly. We all have a shit deal. And by letting people tell us that it's us versus them, we are distracted from who is actually the problem. And we're villainizing each other, rather than actually fucking solving any problems. We don't have to agree. You can think something entirely different from me, but we need to talk about it. And we need to tell our lawmakers, the people who are supposed to be fucking representing us as a mass, to do something that compromises that. It doesn't have to be exactly what one person says, or what the other person says. In a good compromise, neither of us is going to fucking like the solution, but it is... in theory, going to be the best solution for everyone, which is what is supposed to happen. So again, don't treat this in this tribalistic manner where it is us versus them just because someone has a difference of opinion from you. Talk to them. Have a civil fucking discourse. We are capable of that as humans, as adults. If you are a child, you are permitted some leeway in your anger and your angst, but you have to grow out of that and move past it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, and as a side note for anybody who watches the videos, have made me, like, spoiler heavy, like, incredibly spoiler heavy. After, you know, they're probably like, they listen to me and they're like, oh, well, James is done talking, so I'm just going to tune out because John's talking now. And it's like, they're going to miss this little tidbit. It's like, oh, well, fuck them. Sorry, I just wanted to get
I mean, that is the mentality. Oh, well, fuck them. So anyway, we got about six... ish minutes. Moments.
I feel like there's a lot of barely concealed rage in this episode. about a number of things.
Barely concealed?
I cannot stand people who just don't consider the larger picture at all, because it doesn't fit their argument.
People all have their own narrative of what the world is, and cling to it very strongly.
I can guarantee that probably between the three of us, we all have three different opinions, and we can sit here on couches as friends, or at least friends of friends, and talk to each other.
Cool enough, I could call them like it.
I feel like everyone should be able to at least do that.
Like, talk about stuff?
Beer and pizza will help facilitate that.
And if you don't like beer and pizza, fuck you.
Yeah, really, get out of our country. Fucking Nazi.
Everyone who doesn't like beer and pizza, they are they. We are we. Us versus them, the non-beer and pizza people.
No true Scotsman doesn't like beer and pizza.
Am I the only Scottish person in this room? I say Scottish person. Clearly, I'm not from Scotland. Sorry.
Anyway. You sound like one of those assholes that just took an Ancestry.com test and you're like, oh, hey, I'm Scotsman now.
I mean, I've always known that I had Scottish descendants.
You mean ancestors?
No, I'm from the future.
I was going to say.
Well, of course, that's how he's so much smarter than everyone else.
I'm future John. I know how shit turns out.
Oh, God. We're fucked.
Wait, why don't you give me the lottery numbers?
Because I don't want you to win.
Because then you have affluenza. He doesn't want to make it contagious.
Turns out you become the dictator no one needs.
Like that.
Doesn't that mean he's not doing anything?
Like I said, no one needs to.
Well, that seems like the best option for a dictator.
Yeah, we can't have that. Everyone's got to suffer equally.
Fair enough.
I had to suffer, so that means that previous generations have to suffer. Sorry, prior. Prior? What am I? Later? Okay.
Post?
Post.
Following?
Everything that means after and not anything that I was saying. What the fuck am I doing with my life?
English. Only for some people, apparently.
I really hate that argument, though. It's like, back in my day, things were like this. It's like, yeah, and they sucked, and you complained about it. I know, because you've told me the stories of you complaining about it. And now you're saying that because the people don't experience that today, which I will admit there's probably some truth to, people turned out shittier.
Back in your day, you could buy, you know, a gallon of gas for 5 cents, and then you contributed to inflation, so now it's $3 to $4.
but you know what? You're right.
But you know, it's our fault, because we're young.
Yeah. Because fuck us, right? It's all our fault, even though we've literally not had any influence on laws for a long time.
Us a little bit. Oh, yeah, I used to buy a gallon of gas for a nickel. Oh, yeah, well, we used to get 5 cents in, like, an hour working at the factory. Defying
inflation. I think that there's no way to get my hackles up faster than calling me a snowflake, because I think I'm more moderate than anything, because I think people are really fucking stupid. In general.
Shut up, snowflake.
Fuck you!
It's not because you're unique, it's because you're white.
Oh, that's a little better, actually. Alright, guys. Well, it's been a podcast for us, I think, so let us know what you think in general about things and the way that things are in the comments, and we will talk to you probably next week when you're hearing this.
Or next month. We'll see.
I may or may not be here. Like, on Earth. Who knows?
He's taken off.
Jesus.
I'm blasting off. No.
I mean, SpaceX, right?
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I don't. I'd rather die in space than live here anymore.
On a side note, did you hear what Elon Musk did for April Fool's Day?
Launch
He's like, so Tesla's bankrupt. Which was great.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I was going to say he discovered aliens or something, but, you know.
That would be fucked up.
I feel like saying that Tesla's bankrupt is a little bit, you know, more plausible than we discovered aliens on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's kind of genius doing that on Sunday, on a holiday, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, alright, don't get to watch the stocks plummet today.
If anything, now's the time to buy. Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week.